A very public dentist checkup might sound like the stuff of nightmares, but a mobile dental clinic was set up in the front of the Beehive today to prove a point. The price of keeping your teeth in check is wildly out of reach for many. Figures from the Dental Association show half of adults considered to be in New Zealand's highest category of deprivation avoided dental care in the last 12 months because of the cost. It says while ideas on what can be done better are well received by politicians, that hasn't translated into action. Our video journalist Logan Church went down to the mobile clinic to take a look.
The whiz of a dental drill and whoosh of a suction tube would usually be sounds only found at your dentist's clinic. But not today. This morning, the Dental Association set up a mobile clinic right on the steps of Parliament.
Here I am today to get my teeth checked. And so last year I needed a tooth extracted, and they told me that I'll be back a year later.
That's Lisa. She is just one of many patients scheduled to come here today. Some to have fillings done, others for a checkup. Everyone here has something in common. They are all from low socioeconomic communities where oral health is considered a luxury. The Dental Association organised this mobile clinic, which is essentially a normal dental clinic in what looks like a tiny house.
Obviously, we've got this behind us. We have got some patients who are attending for some free dental treatment, and we have invited a number of politicians to come and meet with us this morning.
That's the Dental Association president and dentist, Dr. Casey Ayres. The association has been fighting for more funding and resourcing for dentists and access to them for communities. Almost 2 years ago, a lengthy report looking into adult dental care and oral health issues was sent to then-Minister of Health David Clark. The association wants three things.
Increasing the work and income grants that are available for dental care from $300 to $600. They basically haven't changed in the 25 years I've been a dentist. The second thing we would like to see is funding for 18 to 24-year-olds in the low-income groups, so mainly beneficiaries. And we know that that will really help out, particularly Māori, Pacific and solo parents. And then the third thing is we would like to review some other strategies looking at combining services to improve access to dental care.
She says there's always been a good reception from politicians,
but unfortunately we just haven't seen any movement. At the moment the spending on oral health is only 0.5% of health spending, and it's got to be increased, so the money has to be found and the work has to be done to get these services in place.
Meanwhile, those coming here today told Checkpoints dental care is now out of reach. One woman says it's now a choice between food and rent or $2,000 worth of fillings. Work and income dental grants are also not enough.
I can't afford to go to the dentist and get my teeth checked. These days it is expensive for adults to go to the dentist.
Lisa says if there's no action, the impact on people will be serious.
I think majority of them will all be gummies. To be honest.
For Checkpoint, Logan Church.